We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope this encourages and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, we hear from Pastor Benjamin Gilmore in his series about fear. Benjamin is an equipped pastor at Gateway's South Lake campus and is the author of Fear No More, Fear God Evermore. Let's listen in.
Hey, I'm Benjamin Gilmore. I'm so excited to be joining with you again today to talk about fear. In our last episode, we talked about some confusion around fear, how fear impacts all of us, and we really unpacked a little bit the definition of fear. In this episode, I want to talk about the purpose of fear. And I'm going to start it with kind of a bold question. It's a little bit of a bold question, you know, but here it is. Did Satan create fear? Just think about that for a second. Our gut instinct would be like, yeah, but hold on. Satan created nothing. He is a creation. There's not one thing he created. In fact, everything he touches, he perverts. He perverted language. He perverted sex. And I want to submit to you that he perverted fear. Now, God is the creator. So could it be that God created fear? And you're thinking, oh my goodness, why would he do such a thing? God would not do that to me. God would not do that to my family. Well, hold on. God created fear. I want to unpack a little bit and go through a journey. As I mentioned at the end of our last podcast, I said that we are going to journey together to fear and through fear. So we're going to start our journey to fear talking about Abraham for a few minutes. And the first thing we see about Abraham at the time, Abram, is that he heard God. In Genesis chapter 12, we read this. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. I love this. I mean, a lot of us really love the blessing here. They're like, man, I'll take a blessing like that. And we forget that God told him to do something very, very scary. Leave the people you feel safe with in the place you feel safe in to this place that you've not seen, you've not heard. I'll show it to you. That's a scary thing. But in Genesis chapter 12, we know that Abraham heard God. That's established. That's the first step in this journey to fear is hearing. And I want to ask you today, what have you been hearing? What voices have you been listening to? The journey to fear starts with hearing. We have voices from our past. We have voices around us. There's voices in media. What have you been hearing? Have you paused to hear the voice of God about your family, about yourself, about your situation, even about God? What are you listening to? So Abraham, he heard. The next thing we see, I want to unpack, is in Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that he left, he obeyed God by faith. Hebrews 11:8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Again, that's a scary thing. But you will never get to fear without these two steps. Without these two steps, you cannot fear anything. In fact, you know, maybe you're in your car driving or you're in your office listening to this podcast, wherever you are. If I told you right now, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this whole snakes thing. I don't know very many people are like, oh, I love snakes, but you know, maybe spiders are your thing. Maybe I told you there's a giant snake and a family of hungry spiders right behind you right now. They're sitting right behind you right now, and they're kind of looking agitated. I mean, they're in this, I think that's a pouncing position. Yep, I think they're about to pounce. If I told you that and you didn't hear me say it, there's too many other noises or you are listening to something else, you didn't hear me say that, you're not going to fear it. But what's more, if you did hear me say it, but you didn't put faith in what I said, you didn't believe what I said, then you're not going to fear it. Without hearing, and without faith, you never get to this place of fear. Many of us, because we've been hearing the wrong things, we're putting faith in the wrong things, we find ourselves fearing the wrong things. So here's Abraham. We know that we see in Scripture very clearly that he heard God. And we know that he believed him. Here at Gateway, we talk about hear, believe, and obey. We know that he heard him. We know that we believed him and put faith into it. And so we then see in Genesis chapter 22, the next step. You see, Abraham was asked and went to sacrifice his son. Genesis chapter 22, it's right there. Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. But I want to highlight something that I mentioned just a moment ago. We already know he has faith, right? So he has faith. But it says in Genesis chapter 22, 12, "For now I know that you fear God, since you've not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Let me paint this picture for you. Abraham hears God. He puts faith in what he says. God says, "I have a promise for you." And then God says, "Sacrifice your promise." Some of you listening today, God has been speaking to you to sacrifice your promise, and you haven't done it. But Abraham is standing here. He's not holding up the knife waiting for intervention. He's going for it. He is going for it. Let me tell you something. God knew in that moment that Abraham feared him. Why? Because what you fear, you obey. Obedience is the evidence of fear. "For now I know that you fear God, since you've not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Let me ask you this. What are you obeying? What are you obeying? Because what you obey is a clue in to what you fear. If what you fear is what you obey, then we have to step back and look at, you know what? When I'm supposed to have that crucial conversation, I don't do it. Because there's a million reasons coming at me, and I obey those reasons, I might be fearing the wrong thing. I'm trying to step out and take risk in this new business venture, but I can see a million reasons. I'm hearing a million voices saying I shouldn't do it, and I'm obeying those voices. Those voices, God? Obedience is the evidence of fear. But remember, we already knew that before God declared, "Now I know you fear me," we knew that Abraham had faith. We knew it. It was totally certain. And I want to challenge a way of thinking right now. We say this thing, we say it a lot. Faith is the opposite of fear. Let me ask you something. Is that true? Where can you show me that in Scripture? I want to present this out of the story of Abraham, that faith is the precursor to fear. If you don't put faith in something, you will never fear it. If you don't put faith in what I've said, that there's a snake and a little family of spiders ready to jump on you, if you don't put faith in what I've said, you will not fear. Faith is a precursor to fear. Faith keeps us moving forward in the face of opposition, even when opposition sounds like logic. When all those things are coming at us, if we've put our trust in God and we fear him above everything else, then we won't fear these other things. So here's this progression. First, we start with hearing. We put faith in it. We fear it. It's evidenced by obedience. But what next? What's next? Genesis chapter 22, verse 13. "We ventured to fear, we're venturing through fear. Then Abraham lifted his eyes." Right after he's gone to sacrifice Isaac, the Lord stops him, says, no, stop. "Now I know you fear me." Here's what happens. He lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. What comes after fear is worship. Fear leads to worship. Pastor Robert says, I love this, I heard it in a sermon of his, "As much as you want to be devoted to God, as much as you want to worship God, fear will slowly and surely steal your devotion, your worship to God. What you fear the most is what you will be devoted to the most." If you fear rejection, you're going to worship acceptance. If you fear death, you're going to worship this thing you called living. If you fear failure, you'll worship success. If you fear lack, you'll worship provision. What you fear, you worship. And here's why this is important. This answers the question to us of why in the world would God create fear? Join us next week as we answer this question. If you want to go deeper, you can find my book, Fear No More, on Amazon, or you can visit my website, BenjaminGilmore.org.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with new episodes. If you would like more information on our men's conference, please visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.